Welcome to Move Wild Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Clapson. The aim of this podcast is to explore, learn, and spread the message of rewilding and natural movement so that we as humans can live in more alignment with our nature and reclaim what it means to be fully alive. The modern world has stripped away so much that used to nourish our mind, body, and soul. This podcast will help illuminate how we can reclaim and restore our innate, wild, capable, and strong spirit. Thanks for joining me on this journey. So today I wanted to kind of chat about the balance or balancing play with structured training and programming, and how kind of, yeah, it seems that the people that seem to get the most growth and the most progress in their training and just in general in other areas of life, people that manage to kind of come to terms with these two polarities and really balance them in their life and have many inputs and be, you know, a generalist but also be able to work towards something specific and have structure and balance that with play. So, you know, both are important, and one over the other does not work. You know, if you have too much play, if you have too much unstructured training, for example, movement as an example, then, you know, you're not going to see results. You're not going to have the kind of inspiration that comes from having a purpose, and you're not going to have that as much drive to do. Like, I noticed that at different times in my life where I've prioritized perhaps the more playful element or the more unstructured element over the structured element, it's very fun at first to kind of look at the world through that lens in my training especially. But then after a while, there's a loss of inspiration and a loss of drive because there's not that structured, like, I want to get this as a result that I'm chasing. And I think that we need that as humans in order to move forward and in order to develop skill and in order to become better, whatever area of life that is, but, you know, specifically movement if we're talking about that. And then, of course, if you kind of shift that and look at, you know, the other end of that spectrum and see, you know, that you can go too far the other way. You can go too far into having too much structure and not enough play, and how that limits you and how that kind of forces rigidity and limits your ability to adapt. And really, when you walk the middle path, you are adaptable, right? And when you're, you know, too playful or too unstructured, you're, you know, you fall out of that adaptability. And likewise, if you're too structured, you fall out of that ability to adapt. So if you're too structured, then often things can become monotonous. You can get very bored with your training. You can, you know, lose that spark of inspiration as well on that side, because, you know, you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're pushing maybe too hard. You know, there's kind of a push-pull element that I see when it comes to developing skill and developing capability and becoming better. You have to push and you have to drive and you have to set yourself a goal and have a set structure in place in order to achieve that goal. But if you don't have some element of surrender and some element of, like, of letting go and not pushing too hard, then it's almost like you'll never reach there, and you end up, you know, that's people who overtrain and who overwork and never see the result. Whereas if they just step back a little bit and balance that element of structure with play, then they would progress a lot faster. So why is it important then to have both? And, you know, like, most people, I would say, it really depends who you are, but many people I see in that overstructured kind of realm. And what happens in that overly structured kind of realm is that they lose input. So play and looking at the world through a more curious lens and looking at the world through a more of a lens of playfulness, as well as structure and as well as intention, means that we generally will end up having more inputs in our life and more inputs to draw from in order to be adaptable and in order to transfer skill. So if I'm, you know, set on getting a specific result, training in a specific way for a specific result, then I'm intentionally and consciously limiting my inputs. that is good to a certain extent because I need focus. I need focus of energy in order to reach a goal. If I'm trying to, you know, build the strength I need to be able to do a pull-up or be able to do a muscle-up, then I need to set aside and sacrifice time to do the things and put my body through the structures that will, over time, help me to develop that strength. I can't just be, you know, playful and go about that without any intention. But at the same time, if, like, that structure limits the amount of inputs that I'm having because it limits my playfulness. Now, you want that to a certain extent, but if you overdo that, and if you limit your inputs so much so that all you're focusing on is, you know, movement and training that relates to being able to do a muscle up, then you lose this transferability and this adaptability and this kind of insight and these inputs that are required to be able to live a healthy, whole and balanced life, and also to be able to walk into different situations and be able to handle them. So if I, you know, if I dedicate 50% of my time to, like, structure towards, you know, getting that skill, the muscle up, or just strength training in general, or whatever it is, but that programmed kind of structured time of my training, but I also balance that with, like, another 50% of more free flow stuff, more playful stuff, more openness to different inputs. Maybe, you know, that's, you know, swimming and surfing and spearfishing and just doing different movement that my body feels like it wants to do, rather than forcing myself to do something for a specific purpose. When I balance those two things, that's when, you know, I see, in my life at least, and when I notice and observe other people, that's where I see optimal growth occurs. That's where they do end up moving towards their goals at a steady, healthy rate, while also having enough inputs to remain adaptable and not be too rigid so that they don't break when there's a pressure or a stress in their life that they have to adapt to. Adaptability is a key element of living a healthy life, because if you can't, you know, like, things are going to change, there's going to be chaos, and if you can't adapt quickly enough, and if you can't see that there's a transference of your previous skills to this new situation and you can use those skills in this situation, then you're not going to survive. Obviously, that's, you know, that's metaphorical, quote unquote, survive. You're not going to die, but you're not going to come out, you know, better than you were necessarily going in. But if you can see and take a step back and have enough inputs in your life so that you know that the each skill transfers over to each other skill, and that's what adaptability is. It's the ability to, you know, see that these skills that you have developed over your life, they might not be needed in this specific situation. The specific skill might not be needed in this specific situation, but you're able to adapt that skill to a new situation and it becomes a new skill, obviously, but you're able to see that transference, and that, you know, that's, in my eyes, the definition of being able to thrive, because obviously we're constantly needing to adapt, and if you can't adapt, then you can't survive and you can't thrive. So those are just my thoughts on, you know, balancing structure and play, and I think those two things need to be balanced in order for us to, you know, be adaptable and be healthy and be happy and be, you know, be all those things that we want to be and be balanced. And really just understanding that balance and using it perhaps a bit more in your training can really, really help. Balancing the element of play with the element of intention and focus, and not ever straying too far into either one of those extremes. So I hope you found that useful. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys listening. If you're getting value out of the podcast that I'm putting out there, then what you can do in return is give me a rating and review on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. It really helps to get the message out to people. So if you could do that, that'd be awesome. And I will catch you on the next episode of Move Wild Podcast, coming out next Tuesday.